Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I want you to stay tuned today because we have a great message for you, and I know that you're going to be blessed. I want to talk about, look what the Lord hath done. But first, I want to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause revival to sweep over the hearts of the people today. Cause revival to come in our souls today, and let us know, oh God, that you're the author and the finisher of our faith. Whatever you start, you're going to finish. I pray, God, you encourage the hearts of your people. I pray for revival in our country, and I pray for our leaders. I pray if there be one under the sound of my voice that do not know you as Lord and Savior, that you deal with them in your special tender love and mercy. God, save their souls before it's too late. And let them know that the only way into God the Father, you Lord, is through Jesus Christ. And through the shedding of the blood that we have remission of our sins. God, help us to realize the plan of salvation today. Make it plain and clear to all that hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'd like to read out of Psalms 146, starting with the first verse down through the eighth verse. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises of my unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor the son of man in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth. He returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the Lord, that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and the earth, the sea, and all therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them up that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. I want you to know today that if you're in Jesus Christ, and even if you're not born again, I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You can sum the Bible up from Genesis to Revelation with four words, Jesus died for me. And if you missed that, you've missed it all. I want you to know today that somebody loves you. His name is Jesus. There's a song that I heard somebody sing not long ago. It's an old chorus, and I love this song. It says, part of it says, he healed my body, he saved my soul, he touched my mind, he saved me just in time. Look what the Lord has done. And I want you to, let us go through the scripture today. I want you to look what the Lord has done. I want to repeat part of that song again. It said, he healed my body, he saved my soul, he touched my mind, he saved me just in time. Look what the Lord hath done. Today, God is a mighty God. I believe in miracles. I believe that God is a miracle-working God. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word states that. He is the same. What he done for others, he'll do for you. And I want to refresh your memory today. Go through God's word with you and remind you of what he done for others. And as I read these and go over these, I want you to know that he'll do the exact same thing for you. When you come to God, you must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That if you'll seek him, he will bless you. And if you'll honor his word, he is going to honor you. And today I have to think about, I want you to think about what the Lord has done, what he did in for a woman in Mark 5:25. There's a woman that we're told about in that chapter of Mark. The woman had an issue of blood, and there was no cure for her. And the Bible says that she grew worse, but something happened. The Bible says that she heard of Jesus. And when she heard of Jesus, she heard of his compassion that he had had on people. She heard of his healing power. And then not only did she hear of Jesus, the Bible says that she began to speak of Jesus. You see, when you hear of Jesus and know of His love and compassion, you can't help but speak of Him. And that's the way I am today. I can't help but speak of Him today. The Bible says, she said within herself, if I could touch but just the hem of His garment, I'll be all right. See, she knew that Jesus was compassionate. She knew that Jesus was the healer. And she knew that if she could just only just touch even the hem of His garment, that she would be made whole. And then she pressed in to see Him. When she came up to where Jesus was, there was a great crowd all around Jesus. But the Bible says that she pressed in. She wouldn't let anything stop her until she touched the hem of His garment. The Bible also says that she touched the hem of His garment, and when she did, her faith was activated. You see, she had heard about Jesus. She had talked about Jesus. She pressed in to touch Jesus, and the Bible says that when she touched Him, she was made perfectly whole. That issue of blood stopped. Her disease was gone out of her body. You see, when you touch Jesus, Jesus is going to touch you. She touched Him. He felt the virtue go out of His body. And He said, who has touched me? And His disciples says, Lord, there's a great multitude around you. And you're saying, who touched you? But let me tell you, there's a difference in just knowing about Jesus, hearing about Jesus, but believing in Jesus. And this woman believed. She knew and she believed. She heard and she received. And when she touched Him, she was made perfectly whole, and she was brought before Him, and she gave acknowledgement to Him, and she was made whole. You see, with man, this woman had suffered many things. The doctors had given her all kinds of treatments, had done all kinds of things to her, but she rather grew worse. I'm talking to some of you today. You've been to every kind of source you could think of, but yet it's getting worse in your life. You can't do nothing with your kids. You can't do nothing with your marriage. Your health is bad. Your finances. And I could go on and on. But when you go to the source, the one that can do something about your situation, His name is Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. He's healed my body. He saved my soul. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. He'll do the same for you. You see, man had caused her to suffer many things. And the Bible says that she spent all of her money. And when she spent all of her money, then the doctor said, you're hopeless. We can't do no more for you. But you know what? The Bible says that, and then she grew worse. You know, after you suffered a lot of things, after you spend all your money, and then you grow worse, how bad, how much worse can it get? But you know what? She began to hear about Jesus. She began to talk about Jesus. She began to press in to touch Him, to see who He was for herself. Not what she heard other people say, but to have a personal touch, a personal relationship with Jesus. That's where a lot of you are today. You've heard about Jesus, but you don't have a personal touch from Him. You haven't personally received Him. You don't know Him on a personal basis. She got to know Him personally. She touched Him, and He touched her. The Bible says that she was made completely whole, that she was all right. You see, it's going to be all right when He touched the Master. I've suffered things over the many years that I have lived in my body. I've suffered things in my body, and the doctor would tell me there's no more I can do, and this and that. But let me tell you, I'm still here. I'm still here because I touched Him, He touched me. And what He did for this woman in Mark, in the book of Mark, chapter 5, He'll do for you. What He did for her, He's done for me. What He's done for me, He'll do for you. He is not a respecter of person. But child, listen, when you touch, you got to touch in faith, knowing that when you touch Him, it's going to be a change in your life, knowing that He's going to make a difference in your life. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting a touch from Him. She said, if I could just touch Him, I'll be all right. And I'm telling you that today. Some of you are bound up on drugs and alcohol and all kind of things in your life. But if you touch Him, you'll be all right. God can touch your health. God can touch your situation. God can touch your marriage. God can touch your children. You'll be all right. You need to touch the Master. He can change it. Put it in His hands and let Him handle it. The song says he healed my body. He saved my soul. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Jesus is always just on time. And then look what the Lord hath done. And this woman, I know as she went back, she could say, look what the Lord hath done. The people that knew her and knew how she suffered, she only could say, look what the Lord hath done. I'm made whole because Jesus. I'm made well because of Jesus. And then I have to go to Luke chapter 24, verse 43, of the thief on the cross, who was, there was two thieves beside Jesus. One rejected him and one mocked him, but one thief on the cross knew he was guilty, and he acknowledged his sins. But you know what? Even in his condition, dying on the cross, he chose Jesus. And you know what? Jesus chose him because Jesus was dying for him as well as for you and for myself. And he asked for redemption. He asked that Jesus remember him when he come into his kingdom. And he was granted eternal life and forgiveness. Let me tell you something. I don't care what you've done, what crime you've committed, how bad you've been. You may be condemned to a sentence that you know that what you've done. And you know that the sentence that you've got. But let me tell you, even though you might have received a sentence that is not a good one, but Jesus will forgive you. He died for you. And even on that cross, he took time to forgive a thief on the cross. He'll take time to forgive you. No matter what you've done, call on him. Do like this thief on the cross did. He acknowledged that he was guilty. He acknowledged his sin. And he chose Jesus, and he asked for redemption. If you'll do that same thing, Jesus will grant you today forgiveness and peace of mind. You see, with man, this thief on the cross that was beside Jesus, there was no hope. With man, this man was condemned without forgiveness. This man was dying, but look what the Lord done for him. Look what the Lord did for that thief on the cross. Look what the Lord did for him. He'll do the same for you. He will forgive you. He will grant you redemption. He will give you a place with him throughout eternity. If you'll just acknowledge him today, he'll heal your body. He'll save your soul. He'll touch your mind. He'll save you just in time. Look what the Lord hath done. As he forgave the thief on the cross, he'll forgive you. He forgave me. Let me tell you something. Sin is sin. The difference is, will you ask him to come into your heart and ask him to forgive you? And like I said, that little song that we sang, he healed my body. He saved my soul. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. There are a lot of you under the sound of my voice today. You have trouble with your thinking. You're depressed and you're downhearted. You sad and you weary and you can't see any hope and you went to every kind of counselor and been on every kind of drug, but instead of getting better, you're just getting worse. There's no change in you. But I got good news. I want to tell you about a man in the Bible. In the book of Mark chapter 5 verse 1, it talks about a man they call Legion. The Bible says this, that this man Legion, he was a man that nobody could do anything with. He was depressed. The Bible says he cried all the time. He even lived in the graveyard, and he was so disturbed and so distraught, he didn't even wear clothes, and he would cut himself and try to kill himself. Some of you have been in that same shape. You've been in that same state of mind. You have been so troubled and weary. People have come up and tried to help you, but there was no help. But the Bible says that one day this man who nobody could do anything with, who was in man's eyes totally hopeless, he looked up one day and he saw Jesus coming toward him. The Bible says that he ran and made haste to go to Jesus and he worshiped him. The Bible says that he acknowledged he was tormented. He acknowledged that Jesus had power over his demons. He acknowledged that Jesus was the Son of God. And you know what? He received his deliverance from Jesus. He received his right mind. He was even clothed and in his right mind sitting at the feet of Jesus when the people came up. And Jesus even sent him back to his home so he could tell all the rest of his family what compassion the Lord had on him. You see, with man, he was bound. With man, he was hopeless. With man, he had to live in a state of depression all the time. He would live in self-destruction and fear. But look what the Lord did for this man named Legion. He set him free. He came up through that graveyard especially for him that day. And I'm telling you that are listening to me right now that are in the same shape, it's no accident that you're hearing this message. The Lord is having you to hear this to tell you that He'll do the same for you as He did for this man named Legion. He'll cause your heart to be calm. He'll cause you to where instead of being depressed, you can have the joy and light in your life again. He'll cause you to where you won't be self-destructive and try to destroy yourself. But He'll put you back in your right mind. He'll clothe you with righteousness and He'll love you and show you compassion. Jesus will not condemn you. He'll not turn you away. But like Legion, He had compassion on him. He went up that way especially for him. He went up that way that day to help him. And He's coming over the airways today to help you. He wants to help you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to give you a right mind and peace in your mind. He wants to set you free from the demons that's tormenting you. Some of you are tormented with demons, but Jesus, I said Jesus, right now as you hear my voice, call on Jesus and He'll set you free. Call that name and say, Jesus, set me free like You did Legion. Set me free and deliver me, and He'll do it. He'll do it for you. He healed my body. He saved my soul. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Look what the Lord has done for me. Let me tell you, man can't come into your heart and change your heart. Man can't relieve you of demons. Only the power of God can. Man can't tell you that you're terminal and give you a remedy. But God can give you the remedy for the terminal situation that you've been told you're in, or for the thing that you think you're going to have to live with the rest of your life. He can set you free and He can give you life. He healed my body. He saved my soul. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Let me tell you, the Lord will save you just in time. He's never too late, but He's always on time. I think about the scripture in Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. When Peter was walking on the water, the Bible says it was a great storm, and Jesus came walking to the disciples on the water. And Peter cried out and said, Lord, I want to come to You. And the Bible says that Jesus told him to get out and come to Him. And Peter began to walk on the water. But as we read that scripture, we find out that Peter got to looking at the storm and the waves, and he began to be fearful. Some of you today, let me tell you, you've heard the voice of Jesus, and Jesus has told you to come unto Me, but you're looking at your circumstances. Your circumstances is bad. You got a great storm in your life. You're looking at the winds and the waves of the world that looks like it's going to drown you. And there's no end to it. But if you'll keep your eyes on the Master Jesus, I'm telling you, you'll be able to walk on circumstances that seems to be impossible. He'll bring you to a safe place. He'll give you rest. Therefore, now there's a rest to the people of God, and that rest is in Jesus Christ. And you can only find that rest in Jesus. The Bible said this, that he began to walk on the water to Jesus. But when he saw, him, and then he saw the storm, he got his eyes on the storm, and then he began to be fearful. And then he heard Jesus' voice. Peter cried out, Lord, save me. And Jesus reached down and picked him up. And he said, when he came to him at first, he told Peter, be of good cheer. Be not afraid. He told Peter not to be afraid when he started to walk. But you know what? He got afraid. And the Lord has told us the same thing. Don't be afraid. Be of good cheer. Whatever He's called you to do, what God ordains, He will sustain. If He's called you to do a work, be of good cheer and don't be afraid. Go on and do the work. My husband and I, we had a mobile chapel ministry, and for 36 years we trucked across this country and taking a unit across the road and buying fuel and keeping it up. I tell you, we had to, and I still do. My husband's gone home to be with the Lord, but I tell you, I'm still walking in faith. I'm living by faith, and I know that God's taking care of me today. But we were in a place in Bakersfield, California, and it was time for us to move our unit, and we didn't have fuel. Money to go down the road, and my husband was hooking everything up, getting the unit ready, and I said, well, what are you doing? Why are you getting ready to move? We don't have the fuel money to go. He said, have faith in God. Just believe God. It's our time to move to our next place. God's going to supply. And about that time, this man in an old red beat-up pickup truck drove up toward us and stopped right in front of my husband, and he rolled down the window, and he had money in his hand, and he gave it out to my husband, and he rolled the window back up and just drove off. We don't know who he was, didn't know his name, didn't know where he come from, but we knew that God, oh hallelujah, has faith in God. It was the fuel money that we needed to get on down the road to the next place to preach. I'm telling you, children, don't look at the storm, don't look at the circumstances, but keep your eyes on Jesus. He's got the answer. The Bible says that when Peter began to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. And you know that's all it took. Jesus reached down and pulled him out. And he told him, he said, wherefore did you doubt? And he put him back in the ship. And when they got in the ship, the storm ceased. Let me tell you, Jesus is not going to leave you in the middle of a storm to sink and to die. But keep your eyes on him. Let him reach down and bring you to safety. They could have walked out. He could have walked out to Jesus and walked back. But let me tell you, fear gripped his heart. And fear will paralyze you. Fear will make you give in to the storms of your life. Fear will make you stay in the graveyard. Fear will make you stay sick and depressed. Fear will put you in bondage. But if you'll have faith in God, see, faith and fear can't operate side by side. One's got to go. When you operate in fear, faith can't operate. But when you operate in faith, fear has to go. And we know that when we walk in faith, with faith, when we have faith in God, all things are possible to them that believe. I'm just asking you today, can you believe God? Can you believe God to come in and touch your body? Can you believe God to come in and touch your mind? Can you believe God to save you just in time? Can you believe God to pick you up and raise you up out of the storm? Can you set your heart and quit worrying and doubting? I saw a sign in a church in Macomb, Illinois, many, many years ago, but I've never forgot it. It was a big sign as you came into the vestibule of the church, and it said this. It said, you can doubt and pout and do without, or you can believe and receive. Today, I pray that you're not doubting and pouting because, honey, you're going to do without. But if you'll believe, you can receive. Look what the Lord has done. He saved my soul. He's healed my body. He's touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Look what the Lord hath done. You see, if you'll get in your word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What God did in this word, he'll do for you. He's not a respecter of person. He loves you today. He wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. But you know what? You gotta let him. You gotta let him. I was talking to a man one time, and he was talking about somebody that he wanted to help, and he said, listen, they won't let me help them. I want to help them, but they won't let me. You know, God wants to help you. God wants to bless you, but he will not override your will. You've got to want him. You've got to ask him into your heart, and that's what I want you to do right now. You that are troubled and depressed, ask Jesus to come in, and if you're not a Christian, ask him to forgive you of your sins, that you want to receive Jesus. But if you are born again and you become downhearted and you're troubled and all worried about things, rest in Jesus. Ask him to give you that peace, knowing that whatever you put into his hands, he'll take care of it. He'll give you peace. He'll give you sweet sleep. He'll give you rest in your heart and in your soul and in your mind. He'll bring your children in. He'll bring your grandchildren in. He'll bless your finances. It's nothing in your life that the Lord is not concerned about. He said, I'll supply all you need according to it's my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And our need today is more of Jesus. Because when you get more of Jesus, he said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the rest of these things will be added unto you. But we get it backwards. We want to seek all the material things. We live in such a materialistic world. I've never seen anything like it. People can't even talk to one another anymore. They can't keep their face out of their phones and Facebook and off the internet. Nobody wants to talk anymore. I talked to a lady the other day, said Thanksgiving, they had the grandchildren up. One had this one, the iPod and the phone and this and the Facebook, and she just sat there looking at them. It's no quality time. Listen, that's the way we do Jesus. You gotta have a talk. There's an old hymn I love, just a little talk with Jesus. I once was lost in sin, had no hope or peace within, but just a little talk with Jesus. Today, if you'll just stop what you're doing, pull your car, your big rig over on the side of the road, just go somewhere where you can have a talk with Jesus. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to heal your body. Ask him to reach down and calm your spirit, to give you peace and rest. Ask him to bring your children in, and then thank him for it, because he hears and he answers prayer. Look what the Lord has done. There's an old hymn I love. I love old hymns. I think you can tell that by what I've said today. It said, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God had done. Mom and Daddy, you wouldn't be there arguing and fussing if you could see in the heart of your children and know what you're doing to them. You wouldn't be so prideful and have to have your way all the time. You would work out your problems. Listen here, if you've got children, you need to do right. You need to act right. You need to live right. You need to raise them up in the right environment. And let me tell you, you're molding and shaping them. They're hearing your ways. They're doing things what you do. I told a guy the other day, I saw his little kid do something. I knew he had to see it at home. I said, you know, monkey see, monkey do. Your children are going to do, and I'm not calling your children monkeys, so don't be writing me no other ugly letters. That's just an old saying. But children are going to do what they see the mom and daddy do. They're going to act the way you acting. Is that what you want for your children? Look at your life. Is that what you want for your children? Is that what you want to be remembered by? Give your heart to the Lord. Let him sweeten you up. Let him cause you to walk in victory. He'll do it. Call on him and believe and believe. Don't doubt and pout, but believe and receive. And God will help you today. I ask you to visit my website, truckingforjesus.org. And if you have a prayer request, you can write me. And I promise you I'll pray for you, but I want to ask you to pray for me and stand with me as I carry this gospel across this country. I cannot do this. I can't keep on with the radio broadcast if I don't have people praying for me and standing with me. You stand with me because what God ordains, God sustains. Stand with me and pray with me that God will continue to use me. My heart's desire is that I can preach to the day I die, and then when I leave this old world, I'll have a sweet crossing. And I pray today that you're blessed of the Lord, and God's mercy and grace will just surround you. Be blessed of the Lord, and determine in your heart that you're going to have a good day in Jesus. Thank you again for listening to the broadcast. And remember, God is faithful, and he's not a man that he should lie. What he done for one, he'll do for you. God bless you this day, in Jesus' name.